I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every time Chris Ranji's on the show, we take a look at some stories outside of the sports betting world. It's Betting Aside on BetQL Daily.
Here with you on this Friday, Ostrowski and Ranji, live at the Bet 1430 in Denver, 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago, Chicago's new home for wagertainment, 93.1 FM HD3 in Los Angeles, live on the Odyssey app, weekdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and the Odyssey Sports YouTube page on Twitter at BetQL Daily, at BetQL Daily. I always see on the rundown from our executive producer, Eli Herskovich, when Ranji's in, just like Russ Matera just said there, we get to do Betting Aside, and he sets aside 15 minutes. And let me tell you, there is no one in the world, and I mean no one, who loves Guinness World Records more than Eli Herskovich. Would you agree, Ranj? We get one story sent to us, and it's another Guinness World Record story.
Look, it's not that I don't respect Eli, because I do. I think he's great. He's a hard worker.
No offense. Let me gut punch you. Yes.
No offense, but every time the Betting Aside segment is on the rundown, I never look at the stories he posts.
Because
I don't know. I just don't.
Bad.
I just don't. I don't know why. I don't know why I don't do it. And it's again, it's nothing against him, because I think he's brilliant in one way or another. I just can't figure out which way. He's brilliant, right? But I just don't ever look at his stories. Should I?
Yes, you should. You should be more prepared.
Okay. All right, what is his Guinness record today? Tell me about the Guinness World record that we should know about.
A Swiss golfer. What's funny about that?
I don't know. It's your delivery, Joe. Go ahead. A Swiss golfer.
Swiss golfer plays 252 holes in 12 hours for Guinness record.
Okay. Why? Just to get the record?
There's your topic. Okay. Go.
Okay.
No, so, it was for a good cause. It was for a good cause.
Don't you think every single, like, if you got an actual Guinness book of world records, I don't know if they still print them. Do they? Like the hard copy?
That's what I wondered. I think we wondered about this a few weeks ago.
They used to.
For the record, the record attempt raised money for Special Olympics Switzerland. So I do not have an issue with that.
Okay.
It's interesting that he's obsessed with Guinness World Records.
All right. Here's my thing with the Guinness Book of World Records, because I think there is one legitimate question for every single record in the book. And you know what the question is? Why?
Why did you think of doing this?
Yes.
Why did you want your name to be in the record book, which no one reads anymore?
Whatever the record is, the question 100% of the time is why.
Why did you grow the longest fingernails in the world? Why did you spend the last decade of your life doing this? Yeah,
yes.
I don't know.
Why did you stay awake for 100 hours straight? Why? Yeah. Like, why did you do any of this? Because your name's in the book, and then what? What do you get out of being in the book? Because you're in the book, with a million other people. Being in the Guinness Book of World Records is the equivalent of being in the phone book. You're in the record book with the same amount of people.
So, and nobody has a phone book anymore either.
No. So what? And if you did have a phone book, you're not going to go read through it like, oh, there's Mike Thompson. Oh, okay.
I did you once know? When I was a kid because I was curious how many Ostrowskis there were, and I was struck by how many Ostrowskis there were in the Chicagoland area. And then I closed it. And I said, wow, that was interesting. I was really bored.
Why would you be shocked by that? It is like the largest Polish population in the world outside of Poland.
How many Ostrowskis do you know?
Two.
Okay.
Well,
when you're a kid, you don't know. At that time, there's no internets. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, two.
Yeah. Like, there were pages and pages of them.
Yeah, right. But again,
fun story.
It is exactly the same thing. Like, being in the Guinness Book of World Records is as impressive as being in the phone book.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the movie with Steve Martin, The Jerk? It's from the.
I hear it referenced all the time. Yeah.
So he's really stupid. Okay. Like, that's the premise. He's just an idiot. Mm-hmm. And he goes out on his own. Finally, he's like in his 40s and he finally goes out on his own. And he ends up living in a gas station. And so he has an address now. And then one day the new phone book arrives. And he opens the phone book and he finds his name in it and he loses his mind because, you know, oh, my God, I'm somebody now.
Yeah,
I'm in the phone book. Things are going to start happening to me. He's that excited to be in the phone book. But the reality is it's not exciting to be in the phone book, just as it is not exciting to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for anything. Like, is there any record where you go, wow, I wish I did that?
Is it weird? Do you experience this, that when your name pops up in certain places, which you thought was an absolute nothing, you'll hear from people that you haven't seen in like two or three decades?
Yeah.
Like the newspaper. Like, everybody says the newspaper's dead. Nobody reads articles. And then your name pops up in a random column and like you get a ton of texts like, wait, I thought nobody read the newspaper anymore. That's what everybody tells me.
Yeah.
Some people do.
Well, you know, it's online, Joe. Newspapers are online.
There are people that still get the hard copy every day.
Yeah.
That they prefer holding a newspaper. Yes.
That venture capitalist company is about to kill the Tribune. So
yeah, I know.
That's what they do. They come in and kill it. Hey,
I was curious though about this. With this golf story. When's the last time you golfed? I'd love to see you on the course.
Yeah, I'm not any good.
Yeah, I think too, but I haven't played in a couple decades.
Yeah, I have played golf a total of 5 times, and 3 of them were at charity outings. I just don't play. I didn't have clubs growing up. I didn't go to the golf course when I was a kid. I just didn't play. And now all of a sudden I'm supposed to like it. I just, you know, I don't really get it. The first time I played, so I was at a charity event when I was working with the Sox, and they have their you know, yearly thing. And they're like, would you be in a foursome? And I said, look, you have to put me with the absolute worst golfers because I haven't played in probably 15 years. So they did. And we went out, we went to the first hole, and I'm not kidding you. I had to borrow clubs. I took my first shot off the tee. I hit off the top of the ball. The ball bounced straight up and I caught it. Do you know how hard that is?
They thought you were doing a party trick.
Yeah. Do you know how hard that is? That was my first shot off the tee. I popped it up straight up.
See, and but I at least, it. Okay. But the group you were with, like you're doing Sox radio pre and post game. You were kind of viewed as like, you know, hey, that's Chris Ranji. I know him. I listen to him on the radio. I've seen him on television from time to time.
They already hate me. So then I can't go and be bad at golf too. You know what I mean?
So I had a horrific experience, like worse than Eli Hershkovich. And you can find Eli's on. You've seen Eli's golf game, right?
No.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it bad?
When he lived in Philadelphia, they went to, it's not Top Shot.
Top Golf.
Top Golf.
Okay, yeah. They all went and somebody filmed it and they put it on Twitter and people had a field day. You have to see his swing. It's just, okay. It's like a half swing. But anyways, that's as an adult male. I had the worst experience of my life. One of them. Just my first time out. Some friends in high school going out golfing. Over the summer, I'd never golfed before, ever. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll go. And I didn't think anything of it. They said I could borrow clubs. I borrowed clubs as well. All right, not a big deal. You go out to the first hole. Of course, I'm the last to go. I took like 15 hacks and a whiff. The whiff again and again. It was so pathetic. I don't think I ever swung a driver before in my life. It was so bad.
See,
thank God it was not on film.
That is the worst. That's the worst because the ball's not moving.
No, it's the worst because not only that, no, the worst part is everybody waiting behind you that have planned their entire day for this moment to be on the course for the next 4 hours, have some beers on the cart. They're all lined up and watching. That's the worst part.
All right. So I'm going to look at, I'm afraid if I click on this link, I was sent the Twitter link for Eli. I'm afraid if I click on it, then like it's going to be on the computer that I'm doing this, this show on. And I'm afraid it's going to make sound. So
it's fine. If it does, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. I'm looking at it. Okay. Here's Eli. What is he doing? Like, I don't even, all right. I'm looking at, what was that, Eli? Eli, I'm bad. Okay,
I don't know
what that was.
Yeah,
I get. So I'm. He's shooting left-handed. Did anybody ask if he was actually left-handed?
I don't. I think Jake Galley and Dylan Burns were in attendance for that one.
Oh,
I think
God.
I heard their voices on the video clip.
Oh wow! All right,
Jake, pop on if you have your mic available. That's a very good point because people were tearing people like Will Brinson with a ton of followers are retweeting it and making fun of him. Everybody was making fun of him for like a week about this, but nobody asked if he's actually left-handed. That's an excellent angle.
Poor Eli. Oh my man. This is a true story. When I played Little League Baseball, we had a kid on our team. And, you know, it was like year two. I think he joined us maybe our second or third year into the league. And coach threw him at third base, just put him over at third. And this point, I was playing second base. And I just remember he'd get a couple of ground balls and he would throw over to first. And it would go about as far as the mound. And then it would roll all the way to first, you know, when he'd get a ground ball. And it was really bad. And we did that for about, I don't know, two or three games before somebody finally said, are we sure this kid's not left-handed? And then they put a glove on his other hand and he could throw with his left
hand.
Wow. Like nobody, like his parents didn't say, oh yeah, yeah, no. He doesn't throw with his right hand. His parents were so absent. They didn't even bother to tell the coach that the kid's left-handed. So this poor little bastard's out there throwing with his right arm and he's like 9. So he doesn't have the wherewithal to tell people like, this is not my dominant hand.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, well, I guess this is what I do. They gave me this glove. I'll play here. I mean, come on, parents.
Galley,
involved in your children's lives.
Galley, you were there for this awful, awful day when Eli Herskovich was at Topgolf. Can you set the scene anymore? Get background information. Did anyone ask if Eli's actually left-handed?
So no one did ask that. I will say I'm like pretty sure Eli set it up. Like Eli was like, hey, let's all go to Topgolf. Like, so I figured maybe, you know, maybe Eli was a scratch golfer. Maybe he had that talent within him. And he then revealed that he, you know, really didn't play golf at all. And we tried our best to gas him up. You know, I didn't want to have Eli out there feeling bad.
I give you guys credit. Nobody was laughing at him like Twitterverse did.
Yeah. Me, Dylan, Tyler Morales, I think Jordan Kuhn, Steven Andrus. I think it was the crew there. But like, yeah.
You had to be in shock over what you just witnessed.
It was a little shocking. I didn't expect him to get torn to shreds on social media the way he did.
Well, he tweeted. I don't know why he tweeted that out. He shared it.
I agree.
Hey, all right. Thanks, Jake.
If there's anything we know about Eli, is he is more than willing to laugh at himself, right?
Yeah. One of my favorite movies was released 35 years ago, Raji. 35.
Top Gun.
No. I get Shawshank by this still. I do. I wonder if you do. You realize Ferris Bueller's Day Out?
Oh.
Came out 35 years ago?
I thought 35. It was older than that. Okay.
No.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that. Because, 1986 is Ferris Bueller's Day Off? I thought it was earlier than that. But
how old you thought it was almost 40 years?
I did. Wow. I thought it was like 84 or something. And I know Top Gun was 86. So, anyway, is the new Top Gun out yet? They've been pushing this back for... What do you mean, who cares? I want to see it.
Are you going to watch it?
Yes.
Goose is dead.
His kid is not, though.
Is that what it is? Oh, well, shocking storyline.
Yeah. I bet he dies too.
Yeah. And they play the piano. Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire.
Yeah, I hope
it's a pretty good movie.
It's a great movie.
I watched it like a couple months ago.
Yeah, it's good. I used to love the Airplanes when I was a kid.
Great soundtrack.
Oh, awesome soundtrack. Kenny Loggins is in it.
Yeah.
And who else?
Take My Breath Away.
Take My Breath. Is that the Bengals?
No. No.
Who is that?
Oh, I forgot the name of that band. I think they're like a one-hit wonder.
Oh, they probably are. Yeah. Anyway, Top Gun 2, can't wait till it comes out. I will be the first. That'll be the first thing that gets me back in the theater, Joe. Top Gun 2.
Is there another movie that Shawshanks you every time?
Shawshank.
Well, in addition to
any of the Avengers movies, I'll watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think they're great. Way through them. I've got like 30 to go.
I won't spoil them for you. So you have all of them to go.
Almost. That's Chris Raji. I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Stanley Cup playoff semifinals are all set. We'll talk about it with pro bettor Sony Banks next on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.